Some key streets in the capital city are in for some key makeovers. Madison Avenue is up for change. A new study by the city has determined that replotting the number of lanes along a mile-and-a-half stretch of Madison Avenue between South Allen and Lark Streets down to one in each direction with a central turning lane can be done without adversely affecting motorists, making it a safer ride for foot and bike traffic. The thoroughfare, where it intersects with Quail Street, has the dubious distinction of being one of the most active accident sites in Albany. Common Councilwoman Leah Golby.
The neighbors quite seriously refer to that intersection as the Bermuda Triangle. You know, maybe it's an issue with the timing of the lights, but there's some kind of cultural issue, it appears, in the city of Albany where drivers think it's okay to run red lights. I see it all over the place. As a pedestrian, you know, I'm constantly looking at the lights, and at least once a day, if I'm paying attention, I see a car run a red light. It doesn't matter where I am in the city.
The 42-page report produced for the city by engineering firm Creighton Manning recommends reducing speeds and synchronizing traffic lights. It offers options for cyclists, including the possibility of designating exclusive bike lanes. The Albany Bicycle Coalition did not have anyone available for comment. The plan reportedly has the backing of the Albany Police Department, according to the Times Union. Golby, who represents the city's 10th ward, says she has seen police cruisers parked at the corner of Madison and Lake, possibly observing red light runners. Patrol cars routinely pull speeders over along nearby Hackett Boulevard. A series of car pedestrian accidents along Central Avenue have become an issue for 12th Ward Councilman Michael O'Brien.
They increased the timing on the pedestrian lights in the wake of the traffic fatality that occurred a few weeks ago. I think another aspect which is being emphasized properly is public education. The traffic fatality happened in a crosswalk. The pedestrian was still in the crosswalk, but the light had changed before the pedestrian made it out of the crosswalk, and the driver was probably just paying attention to the traffic light and not looking at the crosswalk. So there's been an effort at public education. You will notice a number of flashing signs now on Central Avenue that advise motorists to be careful of pedestrians and advise pedestrians to use crosswalks and be careful.
Ninth Ward Councilman Jim Sano shares good news for people who traverse New Scotland Avenue.
Up and down New Scotland Avenue, there's going to be major renovations done this summer. There have been studies done. Part of the renovations for St. Peter's Hospital and Albany Med was the agreement to improve the infrastructure along the way, and part of that was the street lights. There's going to be crossing lights at many intersections, some new intersections that will get lights, most notably by the Bach Library. We were waiting to see what the usage was going to be for the former St. Teresa's property before we decided anything about removing a light at Wisteria or any other renovations possibly on New Scotland Avenue.
All of the proposed improvements are subject to public input, which will be solicited in ways to be determined. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.